2008 Summer Games will begin 2 weeks from tomorrow in Beijing, China. All 600 members of the current U.S. Olympic team will be there, and a lot of former Olympians as well, including my next guest. Her name is Dominique Dawes. She's one of only three women to be on our Olympic gymnastics team in three different Olympic Games. This time she's not going to participate, but to be an analyst for Yahoo Sports. Let's welcome Olympics Hall of Famer and gold medal winner Dominique Dawes to WLS. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning, Paul.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, great to be on. It's always good to chat with individuals in Chicago. I was just there late recently for the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame induction. It was a great experience.
And congratulations on that yourself.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things I want to ask you about is the pollution controversy that I'm hearing about. I know this doesn't affect gymnasts because they all perform indoors, but I read a story in the Wall Street Journal this week about the USOC providing masks to many of our athletes going over there because the air in Beijing is, well, I heard it described by one person as chunky, which is not good for air.
No, that's not good at all, and I will be definitely getting one of those masks because I'm going to be walking outside too. But I did hear also that the Chinese government, they're going to limit the amount of automobiles that are going to be on the road, and also they're going to shut down factories. I've heard many different things, and I've had friends that just got back from China, and they said initially the air was burning their lungs, and then you got used to it. So I think the Olympic athletes are really not going to allow this to distract them. I think they'll adjust well to this atmosphere, believe it or not.
Do you think because of that, the International Olympic Committee may have made a mistake giving Beijing the Olympics?
No, because every Olympic Games, there's always something that someone can talk about the particular country. Oh, it's the air, or oh, they're actually falling behind with the construction. That was the issue in Athens, that they weren't getting it all together. There's always something, or it's too hot or it's too cold for a summer games. But no, I think once the Olympics Games begin August 8th, that all of that will be behind everyone, and the focus will be on embracing our Olympic athletes.
Who should we keep an eye on? Who are some of the favorites that you're going to be doing stories on or watching in particular?
Well, first and foremost, I, of course, have to acknowledge this amazing women's gymnastics team that's going out there, and they have the possibility of winning a gold medal and really surpassing what my teammates and I did in 1996. And on that team, there's Shawn Johnson and Nastia Liukin and Chelsea Memel. Those three are three names that really the American public and the world really need to look out for. On the men's side, Paul Hom will be on the team if he's healthy. Also, Kevin Tan and Justin Springs are three names that you might hear a little bit of during the Olympic Games. And outside of course, my passion of gymnastics, you have Michael Phelps in swimming, Dara Torres in swimming, and track and field. We have Gay and we have Felix that are going to be strong, have strong showings, and hopefully both of those will walk away with an Olympic gold medal under their belt.
I love the story about Torres, the swimmer. Here's a mom who's going back and 41 years old to try to win gold. I think she's the oldest person to ever make the U.S. Olympic swim team. Is that right?
I would not be surprised. 41 years old, like you said, she's a mother. She's also very accomplished in the Olympic arena in swimming. And obviously she could not get swimming out of her blood. She still had a passion for it, and it's clear that she still has a talent for it as well. So if I have an opportunity, I will swing over to the pool and watch her in action.
Talking with Dominique Dawes here on the Big 89 WLS. Dominique, there's a story about another one of the swimmers on our team, Jessica Hardy, who could be in jeopardy after testing positive for a banned substance over there. Her A sample from the recent U.S. Olympic trials tested positive, and there's a report out this morning that her B sample tested positive as well. That was posted on the NBC Olympics website. In your years in the games, was this as much of a concern, or is it just in the last few because of steroids in professional sports that we're seeing more attention being paid to performance-enhancing drugs of all kinds?
Well, during my years, 92, 96, and 2000, there wasn't as much talk about sports enhancement drugs or steroids. There was never talk about it or rarely talk about it in the gymnastics arena. We're trying to stay small, so we're not trying to get larger or so much stronger. So it was not talked about in the gymnastics world. However, I would hear it in passing about in other sports such as baseball or track and field, but it definitely has become a huge part of the media now with the professional athletes testing positive, such as in Major League Baseball, that has become more of a mainstream-like story. And as you just mentioned, Olympic athlete possibly testing positive twice will be something that I'm sure will be talked about. And now being an analyst for Yahoo Sports, I not only will be covering, you know, men's and women's gymnastics, but of course if there's Olympic stories that I have an opportunity to comment on, I'm definitely going to, state my opinion from my own experiences.
Yeah, I think the Marion Jones case probably brought even more attention to that. There was a report this week that that she has asked President Bush to commute her six-month sentence, which she's already almost 4 months into. But I want to ask you about the perspective of a person who is going to be performing in the Games in 2 weeks. Let's say you're a first-time Olympian, as you were in 92, and you're 2 weeks away from going, and you've practiced probably since you were a little girl or a little boy to be there. What is your state of mind like now, 15 days away from the opening ceremonies?
Well, I started gymnastics when I was 6 years old, and my first Olympic Games was when I was 15 years old. And so I had dedicated nearly a decade of my childhood to that one moment that was going to last only a matter of minutes. And I do recall vividly leading up to the 92 Olympic Games just being so nervous and overwhelmed and feeling the pressure, just knowing that you finally are about to live your dream, and you want to make sure that you make this moment count. So these athletes, especially ones that are newbies and they're the first time, you know, Olympians, that they're going to feel the pressure, they're going to feel the anxiety. However, if they're surrounded by warm teammates, especially teammates that have experience and coaches that know how to calm them down, these athletes have been working with their coaches many times since the start of their sport. So my coach, Kelly Hill, back then, she knew how to calm me down. She would say just the right words. She would give me that smile. She would give me that eye contact, and it really took me back to my home gym. It took me back to my local gymnastic meets in Maryland, where it wasn't nearly as much pressure, and she was able to calm me that way. And I'm sure all the athletes that are new to the Olympic Games are going to have that same bond and connection with their own coach.
Any of the girls who are going to be there in 2 weeks as good as you were when you were a girl?
Oh, they're better.
No, they're not.
They're better. Oh, they're better. These young girls on this Olympic team, they're amazing to watch. I went to USA Championships in Boston this year, as well as the Olympic Trials in Philadelphia, and I sat there so excited and knowing that these girls are pumped and they're ready and they have the opportunity to win a gold medal. And just looking at some of the tricks that they're doing, it's amazing to watch these young girls. And what tops it off is now that I'm working with Yahoo as an analyst, when I interview them, they have such great personalities and they're still kids, and I love that they haven't matured too much and that they're still really enjoying the moment.
When you say you're impressed by what they did, that they must be doing stuff that's impressive, because I can remember one of the things that you did, and watching you do this just blew me away, was this back-to-back tumbling thing virtually across the entire mat. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm nauseous watching you.
Yeah, you know, it was called the up-and-back tumbling pass, and I was a big fan of the Romanian gymnast when I was little, and I loved Daniela Silivaș, and she did a similar tumbling pass like that. However, she would stop. And one day in training in the early 90s, my coach Kelly had told me, instead of stopping, why don't you just connect it? And I came from a little gymnastics gym in Wheaton, Maryland, that was very much like a hole in the wall. And the gym was so small that, you know how there's out-of-bound markers on the floor exercise and meet?
Yeah.
We didn't have out-of-bound markers. There were walls. So you didn't want to run into the wall. So I just ended up tumbling back, and that's how that pass started.
Wow, that was one of the best things that I remember you doing there. And, of course, I also remember making jokes about you doing the one-and-a-half twisting Yurchenko, because if you've ever twisted Yurchenko, you know how painful that can be. Yeah, that's an old Olympics joke I remember doing when you were playing, when you were competing. Anyway, we'll look for you on Yahoo Sports covering the 2008 Summer Games from Beijing starting in a couple of weeks. And I hope the mask works for you. I hope you can breathe well for the entire time you're there.
Well, I'm not going to be out there running, so I think I'll be fine.
Thanks for your time this morning, Dominique.
Thank you.
Gymnastics Hall of Famer and Olympics Hall of Famer, Dominique Dawes, here on the Big 89 WLS. It is 6:50.